The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Back in the bad old days when men were even dirtier dogs and women were notches on the water bedpost, shaggin' wagon driving, Drakkar noir drippin' masters of the art of seduction always had one final ace up their polyester sleeve to get them round third base with the goal of stealing home plate. The mixtape of makeout music. Be it Barry White or Sade, these magical mood makers were seemingly composed for no other reason than to seal the deal. Well, today, thanks to the fine people at superdrug.com, drugs that are better than good because they're super, you can now download the world's first sexercise music track. The track was created by a team of fitness experts because nothing says great tune smithery like a team of fitness experts. It's 22 minutes in length, which is apparently the average length of a sex sesh determined by a polling base of 2,000 British couples. It begins at a warm-up of 90 beats per minute. Let's listen in, shall we? Me in the mind of popcorn and hippity hop. All right, if this is truly musical porn, let's get to the money shot at an adrenaline pumping 130 BPMs. Kind of squirrely. I'm guessing at this point you no longer have any cognition of music at all, so it's mostly in frequencies that your dog will enjoy. Then bathing in the afterglow at a comfortable 100 beats per minute. Best enjoyed with a cigarette, and then silence, regret, and the walk of shame. Go ahead, download it for free at superdrug.com/sexercise. Frankly, I think the music has been repurposed because I swear I heard it once before when I was on hold with tech support for 22 minutes. My name is Cal Coat. The Rough Guide takes us back to psychedelic Brazil with Baby Do Brasil, formerly Baby Consuelo, and our debut of Jaro from World Beat Canada Radio.
Deep. ponte de Biatã. Você desapareceu no céu brilhando, abracadabra, como uma estrela gigante. Sumiu,
ngoba impela sengibathe ngiyakhuluma akuzwakali, ngiyasho ukuthi uthando luphelile. Sengathi indaba yami nayo isiyophelela emajajeni.
Yeah.
That's a great groove and kind of a sad story. The artist is Shazula Max, who died this time last year, January of 2014, of kidney failure. And that track is called Mangazi. Before that, Baby do Brasil and Jaro. This is the Planet Smashers from Montreal, a third generation ska band with a brand new album called Mixed Messages. Here's Tear It Up from World Beat Canada Radio. This hour, February 20th, at the Imperial in Vancouver, we welcome Israeli-Ethiopian reggae dub band Zvulun Dub System, and we've placed a long-distance call to Israel to talk with one of the founders of the band about this new album and their new sound. Don't miss it. Rock and ska and klezmer and roll is on tap at the Imperial January 25th with the Mad Caddies. Along with the Agrolites, January 27th at District in Victoria with the Agrolites as well. January 30th, a tribute to Brazil with A Band and Nightcap. Following the excitement of a World Cup and the Rio Olympics blooming, Brazilian fever is spreading around the world like wildfire. This musically rich, complex, and fascinating country has provided the world with some of the most influential music of all time. Capilano University's own A-Band and Nightcap will take you on a journey through this vast, sensual, and exciting musicscape at the Blue Shore Financial Center. Dengue Fever returns to the Biltmore Cabaret with a brand spanking new album of psycho chimera rock, The Deepest Lake. They know this stage well. It should be an awesome show, February 9th. And Vancouver's Coastal Jazz is pleased to present an exciting weekend of music during the 10th annual Winterruption Festival, February 20th to 22nd on Granville Island. This unique winter festival celebrates the West Coast through music, arts, performance, and food. There'll be lots of music during Winterruption at Performance Works. Don't miss two shows each from Celso Machado, Joel Harrison, Waxwing, and Aram Bajakian and Julio Leyla's De Lava, whom we're going to hear from very shortly. But another Vancouver band, Karakata Afrobeat, is on deck with Busker Boy from World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Coat.
Yo, man, what's going on? I've been seeing you playing here all the time. Ah, I love your music, man. How long have you been doing this?
As long as I can remember.
Oh, wow, man, I love your music, man. You're a very talented musician. Man, you know, so I see a lot of what I'm here, but I think your music is really unique, man. Yeah, man. Thanks, man. Keep playing what you're playing, man. We gotta hang out, huh? Yeah, homie. Yeah, this goes to all my boss guy in Vancouver. All over Canada. It's all for you. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, yeah, man, man, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Ah, 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 ah. Yeah, boy.
Hey, Basca.
Give me some while you play this trick.
Hey, Basca, boy.
We'll be right back.
horizon and beyond.
Our counterparts all over the world.
That's where you'll find World Beat Canada Radio.
We create together.
And borders.
Music and art
have the tremendous power
of bringing people together.
And this is our goal.
Show through these mediums.
We are all one race.
Just ahead of the curve.
I truly count myself among the blessed to be living surrounded by an area of the world where we have such a wealth of inventive, exciting musical talent. Dalava, they originally got together in New York. That is Aram and Julie. Now she's like an ethnomusicologist at UBC out here in Vancouver. And he's a great guitar player, adding touches of surf twang there. Their self-titled album, Dalava, which is a collection of Moravian folk tunes, which she had passed down to her from her grandfather, and they've updated them. Latala is what we heard. Karakata Afrobeat Orchestra before that with Busker Boy, also from Vancouver. Time for your touch of the familiar. And it comes to us from Berlin with some French thrown in. The group is another duo, Stereo Total. They've been around for a long time. They combine 60s kitsch and minimalist rock sounds. Last week on the show, we heard the Paperboys give the Celtic Stomp treatment to a great Beatles song. Here's another one. Baby, You Can Drive My Car, Stereo Total on World Beat Canada Radio. In their version, it's Baby, You Can Drive My Bagnol, which is French for a beater, a junker, a POS. So driving that car might not be the best job in the world. Next to Israel for a conversation about Zvulun Dub System. You don't want to miss this. My name's Cal Cote. It's great to have you along for the ride. An Israeli reggae band may sound like a bit of an anomaly at first, but once you start tracing the historical threads between Israel, Ethiopia, and Rastafari, you begin to understand that it was only a matter of time. And in our current time of turmoil in the Middle East and around the world, there is no time like the present for a band like Zvulun Dub System and their message of peace, love, solidarity, and equal rights. Drummer Asaf Smilan is on the line to help us tie some of those threads together. Asaf, glad you could join us.
Yeah, hi, Carl. Thanks for having me.
You and your brother started the band out of a deep love for 70s-era conscious reggae and Ethiopian music, but things changed when singer Gilly Yalo joined up with you. He has a fascinating story. Can you share some of that with us?
Yes, of course. Gilly immigrated to Israel when he was about 4 years old. He was born in a small village in Gondar in Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. And about 1984, he, with his family, they made a very long journey from Ethiopia by foot to Sudan.
Wow.
And from Sudan, they were staying in a refugee camp for several months. Mm-hmm. And then the Israeli Defense Force brought them to Israel by aircraft. And let's move forward in time, you know, to maybe 2010 when Gilly joined the band.
Uh-huh.
Because before Gilly came, we had a different singer and he quit from the band. And then we searched for someone that can sing the reggae. And here in Israel is not such an easy task because, you know, it's not like in Jamaica that everybody can sing reggae and sounds good.
Of course.
So after searching for about 2 or 3 months, a friend of mine introduced me to Gil. Then I met Gil here in the studio. So he took a guitar and sang the song of Bob Marley. And when I heard how Gil sings regularly, I just told him, all right, let's do it. You're welcome to the band.
Uh-huh.
And since Gil was born in Ethiopia and he speaks Amharic, it opened the door for us, you know, to start to make this fusion between roots reggae and Ethiopian music, something that we couldn't have done before.
Wow. So, to my understanding, Zvulun is the 12th tribe of Israel, right?
That's true.
And Bessa is the Ethiopian Amharic word for lion, as in the Lion of Judah, which is an important symbol in Rastafarianism. How deeply does Rastafarianism penetrate into the collective psychology of your band?
I can tell you how it affects me personally, because, you know, I can't speak in the names of other band members.
Uh-huh.
But for me, you know, as a big fan of Jamaican roots reggae,
yes,
I can identify with lots of ideas and symbols of Rastafarian culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I find a similarity, you know, between Rastafarianism and Judaism.
Yes.
And if you take like the story of King Solomon and Queen of Sheba, and how the Ethiopian kingdom was founded by Menelik, their son.
Yes.
And the Ethiopians took the symbol of the Lion of Judah, and they seen it as a symbol of their kingdom. And then the Rastafarian people came and seen the Lion of Judah and Haile Selassie, the Emperor of Ethiopia, as their kind of god or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So all those three cultures, the Jewish culture, the Ethiopian culture, and the Jamaican culture, just bonding together.
Does Gilly singing in the Amharic language create any challenges for the band, like in terms of, say, cadence and so forth? And do you all understand the language?
Most of us are not Amharic speakers. Maybe, you know, I can understand the word here and word there, but
right.
And definitely can't speak Amharic. But we sit, you know, together and Gilly explain us translate us the lyrics of the songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, music is something like international language that can connect people, you know, from different cultures. This is what we are doing and this is what we are believing in, so...
Absolutely.
Everything works together.
That's great. Have you ever been to Jamaica?
Yes, on the last summer, we have great opportunity to come to play in Jamaica on a reggae sound fest.
Wow.
In Montego Bay, which is like the largest, I think, reggae festival in Jamaica.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And a mega festival, and I believe that every musician in any place on this world, you know, that's playing reggae music, dreaming to come to Jamaica and play there. And we're very grateful for that opportunity for us, you know, to come and play there for the Jamaican people and show them our version
right.
of reggae music and what we're doing.
Zvulun Dub System comes to Vancouver for the 2015 Chutzpah Festival Friday, February 20th at the Imperial, which is a beautiful room. More details at chutzpahfestival.com, but start at the homepage, zvulundub.com. They'll be in Montreal at the end of this month. Check out their shows tab to see if the tour brings them close to you. It seems ironic to me that while the rest of the world rediscovers the pleasures of conscious reggae, in Jamaica it seems all but eclipsed by dancehall music. What are your thoughts on the future of the reggae form?
Actually, on the last couple of years, I start to be more optimistic about what's going on with Jamaican music.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing artists like Chronix or Jesse Royale or Janine, like young artists that discover again the beauty of roots music and the message of one love, one music, and I'm really happy to see that, you know, reborn again, this music reborn again in Jamaica after so many times with only dance music with lyrics of violence that I really don't like it. So right now I really like what I'm seeing and hearing.
That's great. That's great to know, because Chronix is actually coming to Vancouver as well earlier this year. So I'll have to check out him as well. Thank you very much for your time, Usaf. I'd like to wrap this up with one of my favorites from Envesa Dub, which is Man Begliagni. Can you set this one up for us, please?
Yeah, I think the right way to pronounce it is Man Begliagni.
Okay.
It's a beautiful song that was written by an Ethiopian singer that used to live here in Israel. His name is Akil Fium. He wrote that song, and actually he passed away, unfortunately, about 5-6 years ago. And we received this song from his family. It's like unreleased song of him. So they brought us the song, and we arranged it in our way. And let's hear it, and everybody can enjoy it.
Fikir ya lembadu, fikir ya lembadu.
combining elements of Balkan brass and reggae dub, six Yugoslav expats who call themselves La Churga, and an album called Fake No More, that was Don't Go This Way. You know, I am such an incredible doofus, you know. I mean, the song by Zvulun Dub System is Mang Begela Gale, and he only sings it about 100 times, and of course I mispronounce it, being the Western monolinguistic idiot that I am. Nevertheless, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Usaf from Zvulun Dub System on the new album Endesa Dub, and they will be at the Imperial on February 20th. It's a Friday night, all part of the 15th annual Chutzpah Festival here in Vancouver. Next, to the other side of the continent for some great retro horn-driven instro music from Brooklyn. Get ready to get down with Ikebe Shakedown on World Beat Canada Radio.
Brothers and sisters, all the ones he loved.
what he once knew as family and home had been turned to blood brigade bones.
I lay down by a river of tears, and I had mine, of wondering for how long shall they treat blood for wine. I lay down by a river of tears, and I
crossfire, children playing nearby, out in the streets, heard the shots, heard them cry, scatter everywhere, no time to ask why, some say hell is far, I saw it already, someone else's war, the millions occupied for, by the foolishness of the very few, innocent shot down, many children die. Shattered hopes and dreams, blood runs in the streams.
I lay down by a river of tears, and I had mine, of wondering for how long shall they treat blood for wine. I lay down by a river of tears, and I had mine.
Is Chris Berry. He took one of the sacred instruments of Zimbabwe, the imbira, or as it's incorrectly known, the thumb piano, and expanded its range and electrified it. From his album King of Me, that is The Other Ones. I mentioned that the Mad Caddies will be here January 25th at the Imperial. Here they are with Reflections.
Let go, let go, child. Let go, let go, child. your child now.
That's a real good time band from Southern California. They throw in everything, ska, reggae, Spanish, even a few pirate shanties into their music, Mad Caddies and Reflections. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapire Communications. Our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist, now 11 years providing the best in contemporary Celtic music from a Canadian perspective. I hope you check it out with Patricia Fraser. My thanks to our guest, Usuf Smilan from Zulun Dub System. You can find a complete playlist of today's program and links to all of the artists at our blog, which is calcopirate.com. Our last sound goes to Jarabe de Palo. There's a buzz in the air that that great Barcelona band is coming to town as well. And they take us out with Alas. And alas, it's time for our last word, a quote from the Princess of Wales, Diana. The greatest problem in the world today is intolerance. Everyone is so intolerant of each other.
No te gusta lo que digo, no te gusta lo que hago, te gusta que me guste lo que nunca te ha gustado, me gusta lo que siento cuando tú estás a mi lado.
Bye.
Communications.